Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and tonight we're going to be doing our monthly Jazz Artist of History with Major Birthdays feature. This month we have a few really major jazz artists, including Beck Spiderbeck, Charles Lloyd, Cecil Taylor, Bob Wilbur, and Dave Frischberg. So we will be hearing these guys throughout the show. And in the first hour, we're going to hear Miff Mohl, pioneer trombonist, Beiderbecke, Red Norvo, Bob Wilbur, and a guitarist by the name of Remo Palmieri, who was one of the guitarists who worked with the Beboppers during that period. So that'll be coming your way on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited show on Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays. We're going to start with featuring trombonist Miff Mohl, one of the really early pioneer trombonists. He would have been 115. And we're going to hear first 1927 group Red and Miff Stompers. It's Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mohl on trombone, and Pee Wee Russell on clarinet doing Feelin' No Pain. We started our Jazz Unlimited Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays show with Feelin' No Pain, Red and Miff's Stompers, recorded in 1927. Red Nichols is the leader and he played cornet. Miff Mohl is the trombonist, 115 had he lived, and then Pee Wee Russell of St. Louis on clarinet in 1927. We've got Bix Beiderbecke coming up, Red Norbo coming up, and Bob Wilbur coming up in this hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we have a set of two featuring Miff Mole. The first one is Peg of My Heart, and that's Miff Mole and his Nixieland Band. And that is a reference to Nix, a prominent club on 52nd Street. Bobby Hackett is heard on trumpet here, with again Miff Mole on trombone and Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. It's a 1944 recording. And then we're going to hear Memphis Blues. And this one is Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Miff Mole again on trombone, and Pee Wee Russell again on clarinet, and again recorded in 1944. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. This is Jazz Unlimited, and we heard a set of two featuring trombonist Miff Mole, a very early jazz pioneer who would have had 115th birthday. The first one was Peg of My Heart with Miff Mole and his Nixieland Band. Bobby Hackett was heard on trumpet, Mole on trombone, and Pee-wee Russell on clarinet. And Mole and Russell returned on Memphis Blues with Muggsy Spanier on cornet, also recorded in 1944. We've got Dizzy Gillespie coming up in the second hour, and we're also going to be hearing Bob Wilbur in this hour and Red Norvo, so please stay tuned. Now we have a set of three featuring Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, who would have been 110, singing the blues, the most famous one, Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with Bix and Lang. Trumbauer is on Seamonte saxophone, Eddie Lang guitar on 1927. Same group, basically, doing Three Blind Mice, and then finally Crazy Cat, 1927, with a little bit different group with Beiderbecke and Trumbauer. Following the station break, I'm Dennis Owsley.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Unlimited and our show, Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays for March. We heard three featuring Bix Beiderbecke on cornet. He would have had 110th birthday, and he's accompanied by Bill Rank on trombone on all three, Frankie Trumbauer on C melody saxophone on all three, and Eddie Wang on guitar on the first two. All were recorded in 1927, and in order, they were Singin' the Blues, very famous one, Three Blind Mice, and Crazy Cat. We have Dizzy Gillespie in the second hour, and we'll also be hearing Bob Wilbur and guitarist Remo Palmieri in this hour. So please stay tuned. Now we've got a set of three featuring vibraphonist and marimbaist Red Norvo, who would have had 155th birthday this month. The first one is Dance of the Octopus with a chamber jazz group with Benny Goodman playing bass clarinet from 1933. Then Igor with Woody Herman and his Woodchoppers with Norvo on vibes from 1946. And then finally, Night and Day, the famous Red Norvo trio with Red on vibes, Tal Farlow on guitar and Charles Mingus bass, recorded in 1950. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited's show on jazz artists of history with major birthdays. We heard Red Norvo on marimba on the first one. He's 105, by the way. A chamber jazz group with Benny Goodman on bass clarinet doing Dance of the Octopus. Then Igor with Woody Herman and his Woodchoppers. Norvo was on Vibes in 1946. And then finally, Norvo again was on Vibes with Tal Farlow on guitar and Charles Mingus on bass in 1950 on Night and Day. We have Dizzy Gillespie, Pearl Bailey, and Hot Lips Page coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned. We have a station break now, and we're going to hear two from clarinetist soprano saxophonist Bob Wilbur. The first one is Egyptian Fantasy, a Sidney Bechet tune with the Bechet Legacy Band recorded in 1995. And then Black and Blue with Kenny DeVern on clarinet and Wilbur on soprano. And that's from the Summit Reunion Group, 1990. Wilbur, by the way, is 85. And then Remo Palmieri on guitar, Freddie Green rhythm guitar, George Duvivier bass, and Louis Belson on drums will do Stardust. And Palmieri is 90. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we concluded the first hour of Jazz Unlimited's Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays for March show with Egyptian Fantasy, the Bache Legacy Band with Bob Wilbur on clarinet, who's 85, then Black and Blue, the Kenny DeVern, Bob Wilbur Summit Reunion Group with Wilbur on soprano this time, and that's a 1990 recording, and then finally a 1985 recording of Stardust with Freddie Green on rhythm guitar and Remo Palmieri on guitar with George Duvivier on bass and Louis Belson on drums, a 1985 recording. Please stay tuned for Groovin' High with Dizzy Gillespie and Remo Palmieri, Pearl Bailey with Hot Lips Page on vocal, and CV Jump with the Charlie Ventura Sextet following the station break.